It's 8:38 a.m. and we are coming together now at the City Planning Commission meeting here in the City Council chambers. Today is not January 12th. I believe it's February 8th, my memory serves me correctly, 2017. Again, it's 8:30 a.m. The commissioners present include myself, David Ambrose, Veronica Badia Campos, Caroline Cho, Renee Jake Wilson, Dana Perlman, and that gives us sufficiency for quorum, and we are going to begin. Please note this meeting is being recorded, and we ask you to speak close to the microphone when you get to the podium. Please state your name, and we will begin once you do so. The agenda, which we'll be following, are located in the rear of the room, along with speaker cards for each item. If you wish to speak before this commission, please fill out a speaker card and turn it into any of the staff members, including James. Please note public comment is for any item not on the agenda today, so you'll need to fill out a speaker card to be heard. At this time also, please turn off any cell phones or put them on vibrate, unless it's for me. Disruptions will not be tolerated. If you do interrupt the meeting, I nailed it. February 9th. Yeah. If you do interrupt or disrupt the meeting, you'll receive one warning. You've been warned. If you continue the disruptive behavior, you'll be asked to leave the meeting. I'm just kidding. One quick note about item number 3. If you represent a certified neighborhood council, please, and you have a written resolution or community impact statement, please submit it at this time to James, as we'll be hearing that item shortly. Just also a note on that, if you're here to speak with those documents on an item, we're going to call those up with the item. Item number 1 on the agenda is the director's report. We have Mr. Pertoni, planning director. Do you have our director's report today?
Yes, I do, President Ambrose. Good morning. A few items for the Planning Commission. At their meeting, last week, the City Council approved 2 new historic preservation overlay zones. That would be their 33rd and 34th. One of them is for Sunset Square, the other for Oxford Square. So remember, you've heard both of those items before you. Also, this week, although it's not directly an action for this City Planning Commission, but it may be of interest, is the City Council Planning and Land Use Management Committee recommended denial of historical cultural monuments, that nomination for Parker Center, the former police headquarters. So that was earlier this week. Extensive discussion about the project, about the history of the site, in all manners. Also, earlier this week, the City Council endorsed a plan to accelerate the revision and adoption of new community plans for the city. So that would accelerate it so that we would have all of the 35 community plans updated within 6 years. And that's within 6 years of when we actually get the new process and procedures in place. So that would be a significant increase in of what we're doing. And obviously, if this does materialize, you'll be hearing a lot more community plan updates in a shorter period of time. And with that concludes my report, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Mr. Tony, is in that wonderful 6-year plan, which I think is great policy, is there funding associated with that to help achieve that goal? Because it seems an expensive endeavor.
Yes, and the city's looking at a variety of funding options to provide funding sources, and that will be coming forward shortly. I mean, there's different options in terms of how to do it. There could either through additional through additional general funds, through surcharges. There's a variety of methods that could occur, so that should be coming shortly.
To us?
That would be a City Council budgetary action.
But if it were a fee on development or something like that, would that come this way?
No, fees don't come to this commission.
All right. Thank you for that update. I think that sounds terrific. Any questions for Mr. Pertoni? No? Okay. City Attorney Amy Brothers.
This is Renee Dick Wilson. I just want to say I appreciate the accelerated schedule of the community plans. I think that's going to be a big improvement for the public, and I really want to applaud Council and Jose Huizar for taking leadership on that, especially including funding for it so that the work is able to get done, because I think that's been a lot of the barrier before. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, I agree. All right. City Attorney?
I do have an update on a case involving the project called Century City Center, located at 1950 Avenue of the Stars in Century City. If you recall, The project came before the CPC in 2014 involving a 700,000 square foot office building at 37 stories, including 39,000 square feet of transit plaza, 17,000 square feet of retail, 1,500 parking spaces. The CPC approved the project on June 12, 2014. The City Council approved it January 27, 2015. And then in early 2015, petitioners Beverly Wood Homes Association, 100 Towers LLC, Entertainment Center LLC, and Century Park East Company sued the city to overturn the approval. And the petitioners I mentioned challenged the project on several different areas, including consistency with the Century City specific plan, failure to do a site plan review, and various CEQA grounds. A trial court recently rejected all of petitioners' arguments in a December 5, 2016 order. The case is now on appeal to the Court of Appeals, and when we hear back from them, we will provide an update to the CPC.
Thank you. Attorney Brothers, so my question is, we had a time clock on the length of the entitlements, right? I think they were good for 7 years, if I recall correctly. Mm-hmm. With a clock. What I'm wondering, perhaps the next meeting we can better understand what the impact of that litigation clock is on it, because we're now almost 3 years after that. I wonder if that...
I can't answer that, but I think I would have to go back and look, but I think...
I think what I would recommend is, I ask the question, maybe the next meeting we can hear an answer. Let's not put anyone on the spot today. Is that it?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Any questions for her? No? Okay, excellent. Thank you.